Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
The president bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding. These facts require immediate action by President Trump. Accept his share of responsibility, quell the brewing unrest, and ensure President-elect Biden is able to successfully begin his term. The greatest statesman in the history of our country understood that the most dangerous threat to freedom is lawlessness. A young lawyer named Abraham Lincoln famously said, "There is no grievance that is a fit object of redress by mob law." Yet for several hours last week, mob law tried to interfere with constitutional law. Some say the riots were caused by Antifa. There is absolutely no evidence of that. Oh! And conservatives should be the first to say so.
Well, that was then. And then was, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And in a couple of weeks, McCarthy has had, you know, some sort of awakening. And you know what it was? You'll never be the Speaker of the House if you, trash QAnon and white supremacists, and if you trash the base, Al-Qaeda, right? That's what his come-to-Jesus moment told him. It told him, pursue power at all costs. Don't denounce Donald Trump for insurgency, for inciting a riot, a mob. No, no, no. Take it back. If you want to be Speaker of the House... That's what Kevin McCarthy is doing. And you know where he is? Mar-a-Lago. He's here. He's here kissing the ring of the shadow president, kissing the ring of the white supremacist in chief, kissing the ring of the militia. That's what he's doing. You know, this morning, a man, a 70, what is with these pasty old white guys? Whatever happened to yelling at kids to get off your lawn? That's all you were supposed to be doing at this point. 71 years old, pasty white man in Washington, D.C., double parks his car in the middle of a main intersection next to the Capitol, gets out of his car, the cops stop him and go, "Whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing? Can't leave your car in the middle of the street like that. Is there a gun in your car?" "Yeah, there's a gun in my car." And of course, there's a Sig Sauer in his car, 71-year-old man, with 20 rounds of ammunition. Today, there was a bust of a California man who, in his spare time, makes bombs at the behest of his god, Donald Trump.
The FBI is saying they arrested a Trump supporter in California after they raided his home and found 5 pipe bombs and dozens of weapons. The FBI is saying they also found alarming text messages on 43-year-old Ian Benjamin Rogers' phone, where he wrote he believed Trump won the 2020 election and also talked about his intent to attack Democrats.
Oh my God.
In one text saying, quote, "I want to blow up a Democrat building bad." The FBI said they also found a mock credit card during a search which talked about white privilege, and it referenced Donald Trump. Now, a California judge ordered Rogers held on $5 million bond.
About time somebody's held on bond somewhere. You know, this is just so unbelievable. And DHS yesterday issued an alert. Now, the reason why this DHS alert went out is because the National Terrorist Advisory System, it has not been activated for a domestic terrorism situation. Okay? But the reason why it goes out is so that the police in every single location, every city, they get this advisory. And apparently this advisory should have gone out in November, if not earlier. But it didn't because Donald Trump didn't want it to. His DHS, always a guy named Chad, suppressed the information that indicated that there was organization going on by militias, white supremacists, white nationalists, etc. Now, there was a whistleblower. I don't know if you remember this story or not, but this is why you cover these stories, okay, when they seem like, you know, where does this fit in? Now you know. Last September, there was a whistleblower. His name was Brian Murphy. He worked inside DHS, and he filed a whistleblower complaint. He had a fairly big job in the national security part of the Department of Homeland Security, and he went with his complaint to Chad Wolf and to Chad Wolf's deputy, Ken Cuccinelli. And they ordered him to modify it. He was in charge of the intelligence assessments, and they said, no, we need for you to make the white supremacy threat go away. We want for you to not include it or make it seem a whole lot less severe. And we also want you to include information on Antifa representing a threat to the United States. Well, there is no threat from Antifa. Antifa doesn't kill cops. Antifa doesn't overthrow the government. Antifa doesn't have rehearsals with shoot rooms and kill rooms and rehearsing the kidnapping of Gretchen Whitmer. We now know who that was. That was another lunatic fringy militia called the Wolverines, okay, in Michigan. The guy just pled guilty, and now he's going to turn state's evidence on five other guys who conspired with him because kidnapping is a felony. And because they were going to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, the governor, during the commission of her official acts as governor, sort of life in prison. And so he entered into a plea bargain, douche did, and now he's going to rat out his friends in order to get leniency. But there's not been any Antifa arrests. For all you what about people, this really peeves me, I have to say. It just sticks in my craw because there is no comparison, none whatsoever, between what happened at the Capitol and anything that involves looting or anything that involves, protests. It's not the same. Anyway, Janet Napolitano, I wonder if you remember her, okay? She was DHS secretary under Barack Obama, and she had issued a report way back then, saying that white supremacy was, quote, the most significant threat the United States faced, and that there was a lot of information that ex-military were being recruited into these groups. And there was a big contretemps, you know, the fake news media, the Fox News, the faux news, you know, all of that. Oh, she's attacking our veterans and, we support the wounded warriors and they don't support our troops, which makes me sick, okay, because they steal from them. But they made Janet Napolitano retract her report because they said, she's not letting the military have their own thoughts. No, it was a recruitment effort, and it mirrored a lot of what was going on online with ISIS, a lot of what went on online with Al-Qaeda recruitment. And she saw it, and she said, there are a lot of vulnerable vets coming back. Some of them have PTSD. Some of them are just, they don't know what to do with themselves, and they are easy pickings for these groups. Now we understand why so many of them our ex-military, lieutenant colonels, and that woman, by the way, they got arrested too. But she now says, quote, it was an early lesson in how fraught dealing with these issues can be, but it turns out the report itself and the substance of the report was quite prescient. What we saw 2 weeks ago is what I think we were seeing back in 2009, except it's grown and it exploded over the last 4 years. So, we had a handle on this long-ass time ago. The recruitment has been online, and it's just exactly like Al-Qaeda and ISIS recruited.